So I have to check something. So if you'll excuse me just a second. Don't go away. Some of you might know that I'm pretty pragmatic, and if you don't, I am. Here's what it means. Dealing with things sensibly and realistically in a way that is based on practical rather than theoretical considerations. There you go. I'm pretty pragmatic. And so when I get a gospel like the one we have today, my first question is, what does that mean? What does that look like for today's world? Does anybody want to know what it looks like for today's world? The game doesn't start till 6:30, so we have plenty of time. Okay, here it is. Tomorrow, the delegation that has gone from our community down to Texas is feeding 500 people. Yeah. The asylum seekers and the refugees and the immigrants, they're going to feed 500 of them. And bless little Miss Emily's heart, she said, can I have the Sam's Card number? That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. That's what Jesus is talking about when he says, invite these people to the banquet. And in today's world, that means more than you can possibly imagine to these people. Because some of them haven't had any good food for quite some time. And I have it on good authority that Miss Emily is not going to buy corn dogs to feed them. They actually have to make a meal for these 500 people. And they've been excited about it for a couple of weeks. When they found out what was going on, they were just there talking, well, what can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do that? What does it look like in our lives? We can't go out to the byways and the highways and invite people into our homes. It just doesn't work that way anymore. But we can be aware of the things that in our community need to be addressed and responded to, and then respond to them in the best way that we can. We have members of our community who have been going to the soup kitchens, to the food bank, to Loaves and Fishes, to wherever, for years. Feeding the hungry, caring for the poor. They've been doing it a very long time. That's what it looks like. And so my question for you is, where am I in my life? Who do I bring to the table? Who do I make room for in my life? We have busy lives. We are busy from sunset to sunrise to sunrise to sunset. And I think it's important for us to stop and think about where in that life of mine have I put God? Where in that life of mine have I made room for the people that Jesus cared for, the sick and the hungry, the homeless, the dying? That's what he's asking us to do, to invite those people into our lives. Not because there's a repayment involved, but because they're the ones who are most in need. They're the ones that Jesus loved and cared for and frankly laid down his life for. Because those were the people on the margins. Those were the people that the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, and the priests of the temple said, yeah, you can't mess around with those people. That makes you unclean ritually. So you can't do that. And Jesus said, watch this. What does it look like? It looks like putting loving neighbor, God, and self first. It looks like getting out of our comfort zone and saying, I can involve myself in this particular ministry. Or I can support a ministry that does it. We regularly bring lots of food to the food bank. And I wonder how much it would take if everybody in the parish spent an extra $10 one week and sent it to the food bank. I wonder what would happen. So that's what I look like when I look at ministry. I'm pretty pragmatic. How do we make it happen? And I invite you to be pragmatic as well. I'm not inviting you to leave your home and move to South America or to the islands or someplace where you can be a missionary. I'm not inviting you to do that. But I am inviting you to stop in your busy life and say, what can I do? How am I in a position to move forward with God's plan? That's the question for the week. What can I do, me all by myself, in moving God's plan forward, given who I am, where I am, what I have to do, and how much I love God?